Cheergoot, everybody. This is the end of my second day of Ireland 2012, and today I travelled through the length and breadth of Leinster. I travelled through places like County Wicklow, Glen Croe Valley, Roundwood, which is the highest village in Ireland, Glendalough, Carlow, and then ended the day in Kilkenny, where I developed a very strong appreciation for the town's love of hurling. Now, obviously, many people in Ireland know that Kilkenny won the All-Ireland final just 1 or 2 weeks ago, and it was certainly very evident that the town celebrated the victory very passionately by seeing their team's coloured flags waving in every second corner of the town. And this passion was so infectious and so overwhelming that I even myself bought a hurling stick. Sadly, not a full-size one. I sadly don't have very much space in my own house to actually play hurling, so I thought I'd buy a miniature version of the stick, and I'm certainly holding it as a souvenir when I and taking it as a souvenir when I head back to Scotland. What else happened today? I also looked at Kilkenny Castle as well, and walked around the town, and basically just had a very nice time in Kilkenny. The weather was pretty good as well. And I also noticed that there's a town on the M7 motorway that is named after me in Irish. Or maybe I was named after the town along the M7. Now, I'm just going to find out very, very briefly what that actual town was. I think it's I'm not so organised. I don't have the camera with me, but the town is called Nass. But if you look at the Irish translation, it very much resembles my own name. So that was a pretty exciting moment for my personal self. Anyway, tomorrow I'm going to Northern Ireland, to the Giant Causeway, and touring Belfast as well. Meantime, though, I'm going to boil the kettle, make a cup of tea, and watch The Late Late Show with Ryan Tubridy. Shlán!